Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Somehow made it to the final hour on this Friday. A meat Friday at that. Beef stew coming off the Traeger. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert will join us coming up a little bit. We'll also talk to the actor Kevin Miles. He plays Jake from State Farm. He'll join us momentarily. The Dan Patrick Show newsletter available daily at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. All you have to do is go to danpatrick.com, enter your email address in the box that slides out in the bottom right corner, and you are good to go. If you missed the interview with Albert Breer, he is with the Monday Morning Quarterback and NFL Insider, and he said in the first hour of the show, he believes Matthew Stafford will be traded by the Super Bowl. I did see this item by Mike Florio in Pro Football Talk that the Lions may need to trade Stafford by March 21st. And the reason being that if he's on the roster as of March 21st, the Lions owe him a $10 million roster bonus. Well, Albert Breer certainly moved up the time frame for that he thinks he might be traded by the Super Bowl. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. And McLovin, update the poll results, and we'll get to Jake from State Farm.
If you were Jacksonville, would you trade the number one pick for Deshaun Watson? 66% say no.
All right. He's Kevin Miles, the actor. He's Jake from State Farm. He joins us now. Kevin, let's get right to it. Since you've been looking a little bit more buff than ever, are you taking performance-enhancing drugs?
Absolutely not. No. I've been doing P90X3. I mean, I've been doing that for years with Tony Horton and working out with those guys at his place. And, I mean, they're just beasts. They're believe it or not, even though he's in his 60s, he's way leaps and bounds stronger than me. And I just take note from him, really.
Now, so. I mean, I'm asking on behalf of Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. They've been on the last couple of weeks. I've had them both on separately. And, you know, Mahomes said he might put in his contract you have to wear a long sleeve shirt from now on. You used to wear the long sleeve shirt, Kevin, a sweater. And all of a sudden we unleash the guns. So this is how the rumors start. This is how they start.
That was definitely a wardrobe and everyone there. I mean, then again, we were shooting in Austin, so I think we were going through a heat wave, and I mean, it was 130 degrees, so I was appreciative of the shirt. But they put that medium on and, you know, really kind of let some things pop out. So I was, you know.
It could be.
At first I was a little nervous till they gave me some confidence. They're like, hey, man, you look good. I was like, really? They're like, yeah. I was like, all right, then. All right, let's go out there. All right. So.
Yeah, but it looks like you got a smedium on. Like that shirt
Hey, yeah, I normally wear a large, extra large, and that was definitely a medium. but you know, it was right in the middle of quarantine, so those were my workouts where I was, you know, telling myself, you know, why don't I just lift as heavy as I can? You know, I just have weights here. I don't have a treadmill or a bike or anything to get the lean cardio going.
Did you party pump before going on camera?
No, but I did work out right after.
Okay.
I'm a night workout person. I definitely can't really work out in the morning unless I know I have a very full day, and then it's like, all right, I have to, so that way I can sleep and then wake up the next day. So,
how many people auditioned for Jake from State Farm?
Oh, wow. Yeah, they told me that they auditioned people in New York, LA, and Chicago. I was in the LA group. And I remember there was a good amount of people for the audition, but the callback, there were like 40 or 50 people there at that callback. Some really solid actors that even I'm a fan of, you know, and I was definitely really nervous going in, just because, you know, you see these actors that you admire and you've seen before going in for this role, and you're just like, oh crap, I know they're great. Okay.
Wait a minute, are these famous actors or just sort of well-known in the acting community?
I think well-known in the acting community. You know, I mean, it's not like Leonardo DiCaprio went in.
That would have been great.
Let me pack up and go, you know. I just feel as if you should just have him do this. But there were some really, really good heavy hitters. And I really just think that I just happened to test well with the focus groups, and I don't know. I always wanted to make it something that felt close to me, close to who I am, you know. And at least from the spots that I was auditioning, I didn't know it would be, you know, maybe 100 commercials. I thought maybe it was 2 spots.
How did it change your life?
My schedule is definitely very packed. that's pretty much that, and. Nothing else. I mean, I think the best thing is that, you know, when I'm approached out in public, you know, it's all good energy, and that helps. You know, it's not like I came out and was a villain. You know, people know me as me pretty much. And that's pretty much that, you know.
Do you wear a red shirt out in public?
No. I do my best to just keep it me. I tend to wear a lot of all black sometimes, you know, and, you know, some graphic tees that my friends have made. You know, I'm very, very low like that. I love the pandemic specifically because of the sweatpants, you know, that we're all kind of rocking these days.
Better actor between the two, Rodgers or Mahomes?
I think Rodgers is very seasoned. So Mahomes has a phenomenal confidence on set, you know, so he's very comfortable in, oh, we're doing this, we can play around and do this. But I mean, Aaron, he's a champion for sure. I was actually shocked, you know. It was more like a, wow, you're really good, you're making great choices, you're giving me things to play with that I didn't know we were going to do with the scene. So I mean, he's all around just phenomenal. So he does great. I think you can see it in the commercials. I mean, he's just on point. He's just right there. He's dropped into the moment, and yeah, he's great.
How nervous were you?
I was half and half nervous. I think I only get nervous after the fact, you know, that I don't know what they're going to choose, you know, for the final edits or the cuts. In the moment, I'm more so just trying to make sure that I just do a good job, give some takes, you know, make sure I don't waste everyone's time and mess everything up. That's pretty much me. So, yeah, I wasn't really nervous. I was more excited and ready, you know, ready to act with these guys and ready to do something fun and just, you know, relate and make it our own.
If the Packers were playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, who would you be rooting for?
That's a question I never even asked myself. I love those guys, man. I genuinely couldn't say. I'd be happy for both. Aaron to me is like like Uncle Aaron, you know, he's a good guy. We talked about Halo together. You know, you can't knock a guy that loves playing Halo, you know. And Patrick, you know, we're closer to age and he just feels like my brother. So it feels as if I hate to see any of them not win a championship. They're both champions. And I mean, even when they listening to them talk to each other on set, you can just know like their dedication to the game is so great that I want them to win. You know, they are the MVPs. And yeah, I both want them to have that trophy. I can't lie.
Is there a downside as an actor that you get a role? Like there's a great upside, but now you're Jake from State Farm, and I know you've been in other commercials, and you have, I'm sure, goals to be in movies or TV shows, right?
Absolutely.
Any concerns about being Jake from State Farm as a downside?
I personally don't have any concerns. I know that there's other people, you know, they'll say you'll get stuck, but I think it's a new day and age for entertainment in a sense. You know, there's a lot of social media stars that are able to break out from doing skits online just because people are familiar with them. I come from a theater background anyway, so doing Jake, it's so close to me. I'm not trying to play a caricature of anything. You know, I'm just trying to make it where it's me always talking to my best friend or my family member. And I think from there, I can, you know, put that into other roles, as well as when I grow as an actor and I really kind of, you know, really mold myself and get better just on film. I think that I'll be able to branch out and do things that, you know, do the works that I love or, you know, want to pursue at the time. So I think it's actually more of a helping, like a stepping stone, you know?
I don't know if you hang out with the other insurance people like Flo, like Dr. Rick. If you see them, like, do you guys, is there a little fraternity there?
You know, I've never seen them before out in public, but you know, they all do a great job, so I wouldn't mind hanging out with them and talking and just, you know, just shooting from the hip, just what life is like being one of the a spokesperson. You know,
Flo looks like she could be some fun.
Yeah. She looks like she's definitely. I think I saw her one time at Groundlings, and I mean, she was just great. You know, she just seems like she's living life and enjoying doing the art and what she wants to do. And that's definitely, you know, an inspiration for any actor, is to just keep going and keep exploring and having fun with it. You know, not being so tied in of I have to be this or this or this. You know, everyone has their own personal goals of what they want to be as an actor. And I think that you should follow them and have fun with it. That's what we're supposed to do.
Before I say goodbye, Kevin, let's see the gun show. Let me give me both. Give me both.
You want right
barrels.
Arm? You want left arm?
No, both. I mean, both barrels.
Both. Okay.
There you go. Yep.
That's right now. You know, it's smaller. So I gained some weight for the NFL spots. I wanted to make it, you know, look as if I could, you know, play a pickup game with these guys, and we'd really do some damage. And then for the NBA stuff, you know, I want to be a little smaller. You know,
leaner. Pickup.
Yeah, just leaner, you know.
Kevin, thank you. You're like De Niro. You're like the De Niro of insurance, like insurance commercials. Like whatever it takes to play the role.
Yeah. I'm trying to be the Christian Bale of these commercials right now. Really dropped down, filled up. So
hey, congrats on the success, man. Ride it as long as you can, and we appreciate your time. Thanks for your sense of humor, Kev.
Yeah, I appreciate you, and I love what you do. You're amazing.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Kevin Miles. That's Jake from State Farm. And good sense of humor there. I'd like to hang out with Kev. Maybe Flo. Dr. Rick. Yes, Eden.
A lot of attitude, though, huh?
Diva. Yes, Paul.
I mean, he crushed it with the Christian Bale. We were clapping over here.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
He should learn from these NFL guys. He may hold out with State Farm.
Let's get a couple of phone calls in here. Jeff in Detroit. Good morning, Jeff. What is on your mind?
Hey, what up, though? One time for Chat Row. And 12:15, Meat Friday, Stew on the Grill, beautiful Friday evening, man. Let's do it, baby. Hey, Dan, my question to you is this. What do you get Brady if you're Gronk? What do you get Brady if you're Gronk? I mean, he comes and gets you off the couch, tells you, let's get back at it. I mean, Super Bowl is in sight, and you're going to be mentioned amongst the greatest coming up. What do you get that man?
How about a touchdown or two? How about you score? How about you get more than one catch like you had the last game? But thank you, Jeff. And Gronk says he wants to come back and play another year. I was surprised about that. I guess why not? You know, if you're not the guy that they rely on, depend on to get, you know, 8 to 10 catches, sure. Nate in Oklahoma. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind today, bud?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Hey, bud.
I'm with you. I think John Elway's the greatest ever. Patrick Mahomes may prove that otherwise at some point, but I'm still with you on John Elway. I wanted to speak on Ben Roethlisberger, though. Right. I think the Steelers are in a really rough position because I think that if you acquire someone like a Matthew Stafford or go back to Big Ben, you're kind of sticking with that Colts-Titans tier of teams that can kind of challenge but aren't going to break through. You need that Patrick Mahomes, that Aaron Rodgers. You need a Deshaun Watson if you're going to make that top tier. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Well, thank you, Nate. Let's see. George in Ohio. Hi, George. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, bud.
Hey, have you seen this thing about the Browns fans tweeting about Watson going to Cleveland? I don't, you know.
No, I haven't seen it, but what? So the Browns are giving up what to get Deshaun? I guess I need to ask George.
Yeah, I don't know, but the Baker is responding to it.
Oh, I guess, God!
To it, and he. You know, Paulie and them guys probably check on it, but let me get ahead of myself.
Okay.
What if Watson goes to a team and that team is on the Browns' schedule and they beat the Browns? So how's that going to be? I'll check. Catch you later, guys.
All right. Well, thank you. No, he's not going to Cleveland Browns. Every local fan base is probably doing this. Every local show is probably doing this. Hey. What would we give to get Deshaun Watson? Yes, McLovin.
So when Baker tweeted that yesterday, all of a sudden Twitter became all about, wait, are the Browns and Deshaun play? So just denying it by Baker was a mistake then.
I don't know why he does this. You don't have to respond to everything. Look, I got four kids, and they're on their phones constantly, and they take pictures of what we're eating, you know, TikTok, and there's another cat video. And, like, after a while, you just say, put the phones down. How about we have a phone-free dinner? Hey, I got this video. Look at this cat right here. Yes, McLovin.
It's like it's attached physically to their hand. Someone described, like, this is a part of their body, their phone.
Well, they have withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah. And that's why Baker has to respond.
No, he doesn't have to respond. He did a great job. He was acting like a grown-up here during this season.
He was nice, by the way. Baker didn't kill anyone. He's just like, you guys are funny.
Don't forget the 12:15 Club podcast, and that'll be on right after the show. Every Friday, Mario, the big German, Dylan, the graphics guy, Marvin, Paulie is the guest today.
Really?
Well, it says this week they'll be joined by Paulie. Now, it doesn't say Paulie Pabst. It just says Paulie.
It could be anybody, but that's how you book. You announce it. I guess I have to do it.
Okay. And Mario is one of your former students, right?
That's right, yeah.
And so Mario is the host, and he'll be interviewing you.
C students, C plus.
Do you know what this is about?
I hope it's about 3 or 4 minutes.
No, but
I want to get some.
Well, you're going to miss out on the food because.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to eat some beef stew.
Yeah, that chili is on the Traeger right now. The beef stew is on the Traeger.
Unless they're asking about Rush or Walter Payton, I'd rather be with the beef stew.
Yeah, what is the topic for you this week? What happened that you're going to be.
I don't know.
That's central. I think Todd's been on 3 times.
I'm very proud of that.
I think Todd walks by and sees the light on, and then he just goes in.
I just book myself. Like, you guys need me? I just sit down, and they can't kick me out.
Oh, I know. They actually have to stop the tape when they're taping it and go, Todd, you have to leave.
And I don't stay by the time. He goes, you know, we only have a certain amount of minutes.
I know.
And I start rambling.
I know. All right, we'll take a break. Justin Herbert of the Chargers will join us. And Jake from State Farm, that was good appearance. Good sense of humor, good personality there. Good for him. All right, 19 after the hour. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. I don't want to get old. Nobody wants to get old. But it's more importantly, I don't want to feel old. Because you got to compete. This is a young man's game. And I know that every single day. I take a supplement. It's called M-Drive. Everyday supplement for driven guys. And you have energy. You stay lean, strong. You work out. You eat right. Sleep well. This was started 10 years ago, M-Drive was, by an elite scientist. He was making it for himself to fight back against aging. Well, we're going to get older. I just don't want to feel old. And I don't know how you feel this morning. You tired, gaining weight, you lose your drive, don't want to fight back. Try M-Drive for yourself, everyday supplement for driven men. They have a lot of different things there on their website. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Energy, strength, drive. Get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't let age beat you. Go to mdrivedan.com and refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com. Find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck. More phone calls coming up. Just went outside to check on the Traeger grill. Beef stew. Beer bread. Yeah, we got like Blue Moon.
Oh.
We mixed Blue Moon in and made beer bread. Did I bury the lead there for you, Paulie?
I didn't know it's actual beer.
Yes, beer bread.
That's great.
And then we got beef stew that's coming up. I'm looking outside. I have a monitor here where I keep an eye on the grills. The fire pit is going there. It is really cold. Feels like single digits here on the East Coast. All right, so phone calls coming up. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Whether vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz Vans go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech to their five-star sales, service, and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile. Take the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. He is the pride of the Chargers. Back home in Oregon, Justin Herbert back on the program. Justin, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me again. Good to be here. How are you guys doing?
Are you in your old bedroom, your bedroom you had when you were in grade school and high school?
No, I'm actually in the family room. I've been staying in my old house, but not there right now.
Oh, okay. So there's trophies and posters in the old bedroom?
I think those might be taken down.
Wait, you just moved out and they took all your stuff and put it in boxes?
Yeah, it's crazy. No, they've done a good job keeping my room together, so it's not too bad.
All right, I got a test for you. I got a job for you. I want you to take away one defender that you would not want to face from Kansas City and Tampa. So you played them both. Give me the one guy, if I said you have the power to remove him from the lineup when you face him, who would that guy be with Kansas City?
I'd probably say Tyrann Mathieu and then Lavonte David.
Ooh. Now, let me start with Tyrann Mathieu. Why him?
He just makes plays wherever he is on the field. He's fast. He's smart. And he's one of those guys that you have to look out for in coverages, blitzes, and he's able to do everything.
But when you look at game film or when you're game planning for the Chiefs, like what were you trying to take advantage of? Like if you're Brady, what would you be looking to try to do?
We just have to take what we were given. You had to take a positive yard. If you're hitting a check down for 5 yards or you're getting a run for 4 yards, that's great. You need to be able to move the ball and you need to be able to convert on third down. You can't stay behind the sticks. And so that's one of those things that we try to do. And ultimately, we weren't good enough when we played against them. So it's just something that you got to keep practicing and get better at.
Okay, why Lavonte David out of the Buccaneers lineup?
Just how fast he is and how athletic and how he's able to make plays on the ball and pass coverage and stopping the run. It was really impressive to watch.
So what, if you're Mahomes, would you try to take advantage of?
That's a great question. I think that's one of those things I guess we're going to have to wait and see in the Super Bowl.
Did you try to take advantage of?
We just kind of looked at some of the coverages they played and tried to get some plays that were known to work against some of those. Obviously we didn't win that game either. So we could have been better. There's just a lot of route coverages that maybe you can play against certain coverages. And so it's one of those things you have to watch a lot of film on and get a good beat on.
I understand. You don't want to name names and you don't want to give any game plans out and you don't want to face them again and then have them say, so I heard you said you could take advantage of this. So I don't want you to get in trouble. Okay.
I appreciate that.
But, Shaq Barrett is pretty impressive. Like Tampa, we don't talk about Tampa's defense because of Brady, but that defense is that's one. They won their last two games because of their defense.
I think they're incredible. I think they've got a lot of guys up front. I think they've got some really good safeties. I think all across the board they've got guys. And, they've got a great coach that puts them in a great position to win. And when you got a great coach like that and athletic, good defenders, I think you're going to have a great defense.
We're talking to Justin Herbert, the Chargers quarterback. We talked to your new head coach, Brandon Staley. Do you know that he played quarterback at my university, University of Dayton? Were you aware that he was a quarterback, Justin?
I actually saw some film of him throwing the ball, and I was pretty impressed. He was able to sling it around, so that was cool to see.
He said that when he was coming back from the press conference, you were, I think, the first call that he made when he was in the car.
Well, that's awfully nice of him. He didn't let me know that, but you know, we've talked quite a bit over the phone, and just excited to get to really meet him in person. And I've only heard great things about him, so it's going to be a great opportunity to work with him.
How would you recap, sum up your first year? If somebody didn't see it and you were going to explain to them how you did, what would you say?
Shoot, that's a great question. I would say I learned a lot. Obviously a tough year, not the year that we wanted, would have loved to have won a couple more games, but I'm so proud of the way the guys battled. And especially after losing 45-0 at home against the Patriots, we turn around and go win 4 in a row. And, I'm not an NFL expert yet, but usually that doesn't happen. And so that locker room that the guys put together, I was really proud of them.
What was different than you expected?
I think the speed of the game is probably the biggest difference. I kind of expected that knowing coming into this level, but you really have to play through it to really understand how fast it really is. And, you know, I could hear, oh, Justin's going to be so much faster, this and that. But when you step out there and realize it's a lot faster, and a couple of times when I drop back and I'd get too deep and you'd get some pass rushers that just fly around the end, knocking the ball out. And you have to kind of go through that to really understand that it's a whole different game.
What's the hit that you'll remember from your rookie season?
I think it was on the sideline against the Chiefs. I was running out of bounds, and I tried to get the first down, and I stayed in bounds, and I just collided with a linebacker, and we both fell on the ground, and that's one of those hits that, you know, I probably shouldn't do again, so I've learned from that one.
You know how to slide. You played baseball. You got to get out of bounds to live to see another play.
I know. I was getting yelled at all year about that, so I'll be better about it next year.
I've seen so many young quarterbacks who want that extra yard, and Jimmy Garoppolo or RG3, and you just go, get out of bounds. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what? I have a problem when a young quarterback can't get up. He gets injured because he's trying to get that extra. I shouldn't be yelling at you. I sound like I'm your dad. I don't mean to be yelling at you. Now go to your room, Justin. No, I get out of bounds. It's okay. Nobody's going to say, boy, Justin Herbert's soft. Get out of bounds.
Yeah, it's really not worth it.
No.
Get a couple yards, get out of bounds, and get down and be safe.
Yes, I got to get you into the playoffs. I can't get you in the playoffs if you're not playing, okay? How are the uniforms this year? Any adjustments to the Chargers uniforms?
No, I thought they were great. I guess from going from Oregon to the Chargers, you know, I've been pretty fortunate enough to have some pretty good jerseys over the years. And I think the Chargers did a great job.
Yeah, I even ask you, better uniform. Last time you avoid the rush and didn't give me an answer, but Chargers uniforms, Oregon Duck uniforms.
I would probably say since I play for the Chargers now, my loyalty is probably to the Chargers. So that'd probably be my answer. But I've always been super, super happy and awesome to wear the Oregon uniform.
Yeah, but there's so many different variations on the Oregon uniform. That light blue, that powder blue with the Chargers, come on. Everybody looks good in that uniform.
Yeah, that's tough to beat.
Did you get any autographs or jerseys this year with guys you played against?
No, we actually weren't allowed to. It was one of our rookie rules where we weren't really allowed to swap jerseys yet. And so I think that's something that going forward I'll be able to do.
Well, who do you want? You don't face Brady next year, do you?
I don't think so. I haven't checked the schedule yet.
Oh, no. You're going to miss out on Brady.
Yeah, that would have been cool. I unfortunately, since I'm such a big NFL fan, I feel like pretty much anyone I go against, it'd be awesome to have their jersey. So I'm happy with anyone, I guess.
Well, have fun in Eugene. Can you walk around town without people bothering you?
Oh, of course. You know, I think Eugene's a pretty small place, and I don't think too many people care too much about it. So it's been awesome so far.
Are you having a Super Bowl party?
Yeah, we'll be watching the Super Bowl, but I think we're going to keep it to pretty small amount of people.
That makes sense. Thanks for joining us. By the way, do you root for the Chiefs? They're in the AFC, or can you not root for the Chiefs because they're in the AFC West?
That's a good point. I think I'm just rooting for a good game. It's a Super Bowl and two great quarterbacks, two great teams. So it's just going to be a lot of fun to watch for me.
Well, good to talk to you. Congratulations again on a great season, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And that's Justin Herbert, my Chargers. Sounds confident. Had a really good year. Great year when you think about rookie quarterbacks here. And you know what? He benefited from low expectations. Keep in mind, if that doctor doesn't, wink, wink, stick a needle in Tyrod Taylor's lung and puncture it, then he doesn't play. At least for the first couple of games. It's almost like, hey, you're going to start today. I am? Yeah, Doc put a needle in Tyrod Taylor's lung, and he can't play. Yes, McLovin.
Man, and they get all those guys back next year on defense. Derwin James, Joey Bosa.
One of these years, they put it all together. Just stay healthy. That's what I just want to see what the Chargers would look like at the end of the year. If everybody stays healthy, you know, majority of them stay healthy, what will they look like? And they'll probably be a playoff team. Let me see. A couple of phone calls in here. What do I have? Alan in Los Angeles. Alan, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Dan. I have a take on the Watson deal.
Okay.
Why don't they trade him to Seattle for Russell Wilson? It makes perfect sense. They both get franchise quarterbacks.
Well, all right. Well, thank you, Alan. But I did say it was a hypothetical Friday, and I don't think that's happening with Seattle and Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson Jr. the third. Sophie in Los Angeles. Hi, Soph. Good to have you back. Uh-oh. Sophie's gone. Not by Sophie's choice.
Ah.
Oh, that's a movie title with Meryl Streep.
I see what you did.
Okay, thank you, Todd. Let's see. Tyler in New Jersey. Hey, Ty, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. I think Watson should go to Denver.
I'm sure Denver does too there, Ty. yeah. There's a lot of teams that would want him. And I would say 20. McLovin, do you have the list of teams that wouldn't be interested in Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, so I did the list. I have 13 yeses, 11 definite noes,
okay,
and 7 in limbo.
All right, here's against the grain, McLovin.
Am I going to run through all these? I'll do it, and I'm curious, because I think you'll agree with me, but there's some that you might not. Okay. Bills, obviously, no. Dolphins, obviously, yes, right? Patriots, obviously, yes. Jets, obviously,
no.
Yes.
No, give me the teams that won't be interested
okay.
in.
Okay. The Ravens, no. Right?
Yeah.
Browns, no. Bengals, obviously, no. The Titans, no. They just signed Tannehill, and I don't think that the Texans will be able to trade in division.
That's true.
So do you... The Jags is a yes, then. They at least have to kick the tires, right?
I would say that they would be in play.
Yep.
If I'm Urban Meyer, I at least explore it and just see, you know, is it straight up for Trevor Lawrence? Would that even work? Would he consider that? And he's always had great admiration for Deshaun Watson.
The other no's are the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Green Bay Packers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because Brady said he's going to play again next year. The Seattle Seahawks, sorry to that caller. And I have Kyler Murray and the Cardinals as a no. But I have 5 question marks. I need to ask if these teams pick up the phone.
Okay.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes.
Oh, maybe not a question mark. The Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, because you're Jerry Jones and you can't help but do this.
New York Giants.
Sure.
Eagles.
No, it's too much of a mess.
Yeah, I agree with you. Minnesota Vikings still have Cousins under contract.
No. I mean, I got guaranteed money for Kirk D. Cousins, and it doesn't seem like Mike Zimmer is one of those gambling kind of guys that they're going to think about bringing in Deshaun Watson.
And I think this one is a definite yes, and I know we've mentioned it, but New Orleans Saints, is there any way they can't possibly have the draft capital to get in this discussion, can they? I know they need a quarterback.
I don't know if they have the money. Like, it feels like there are a lot of teams in salary cap hell. But Breeze hasn't announced what he's doing. Do I think he's retiring? If I'm the Saints, I'm Sean Payton. Absolutely. I'm at least exploring this. Yes. I'm not hurting Taysom Hill's feelings. I'm not hurting Jameis Winston's feelings. And if Drew is out the door, then yes. Absolutely. So thank you, McLeod.
Oh, yeah. So I feel pretty good about where we are now. So, by the way, is Deshaun Watson just going to end up a Texan and all this go nowhere after all this?
Probably, because you guys made your guess. My guess is after the break.
Buzzkill.
I got to go get that beef stew off the Traeger. I don't want to waste time. So I'm going to last call for phone calls coming up and back after this. Let's go eat. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What a great week. Great week. Dan Etz did a great job. Backroom guys did a great job. Send this out in memory of the great actress Cicely Tyson, who just passed away. Man, Meat Friday, a home run today. It's 11 degrees outside. We have four Traegers fired up. The beef stew, beer bread, steam coming off the stew. Alan did a wonderful job. Got mashed potatoes in there. Who has it better than us?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. That better be your answer. All right. Before the break, I teased where I think Deshaun Watson ends up. The Houston Texans. I'm going to give this a little bit of time. Going to give it a little bit of time here. I just don't know if you can get what you want. I don't know if what his no trade clause incorporates the teams, but I'll be the buzzkill. I'm not guilty of wishful reporting here. You know, I'm not a hot take guy. I'm sure the producer, if I was on a show and they go, all right, what's your take? Where's Deshaun Watson going to go? He's going to stay in Houston.
Boring.
Come on. Yeah, Paulie.
If not the Houston Texans.
That's well done, Paulie.
It is. After the break. there's no more breaks. There's no more commercial breaks. I'm going to say Miami makes sense. I'm going to say the Miami Dolphins can make some sense. I think they can offer the draft capital, as we like to say. And if you can give up Tua and say to the Texans, you can also get Devontae Smith, maybe with that third pick overall. Although there is talk that maybe he goes number two to the Jets. But, you know, that'll be a game that the Jets will try to play here. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for
me? Got a couple good ones. In 1936, the first members of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame were announced in Cooperstown. Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson. Now, in 1963, ironically, same date, first members of the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Sammy Baugh, Johnny Blood, Dutch Clark, great, what a great names, Red Grange, Mel Hine, Pete Henry, et cetera, but guys like Bronco Nagurski, Jim Thorpe, George Halas, Curly Lambeau.
Hmm.
And then the most over-the-skis man of all time, 1989, Billy Joel sang the U.S. National Anthem at the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
That's it.
Okay. I remember Billy Joel. I shouldn't say I remember because I don't remember. I think I remember Billy Joel singing the National Anthem at Shea Stadium, 1986, during the World Series. I don't know what game that was, but I do somehow have the foggy memory that Billy Joel was in the tunnel that leads from the dugout to the locker room, and he was waiting there, and I came off the field after doing some interviews, and I remember walking by Billy Joel, and I said, "Hi, Billy," and Billy goes, "Hi, Dan," and that was it. I kept walking, and he walked out. Am I right on that, Paulie?
You absolutely are. The 86 World Series, I have all the national anthem singers, and they're pretty weird. Wow. Paul Simon, Smokey Robinson, Natalie Cole, Billy Joel, and game one, Glenn Close, the actress.
Well, she's a big baseball fan. I know that.
So am I. I didn't know Glenn Close could sing.
Well, yeah, I think she's Broadway, too. Huh. Yes, McLovin.
I hate to do this. It's Friday last night. But how did Billy Joel know your name in 1986 when you were still at CNN?
Well, CNN was popular. Like, if people watched CNN, then they knew who you were. But I don't know.
Does this go back to L? Let's be honest.
It better be not be about L. McPherson. Yeah, see.
It looks like Glenn Close has sung the national anthem at a baseball game a bunch of times. Yeah.
She's not
going to
be ignored.
You really wanted to get that line in.
I really
in.
Did. I was sitting on that.
You could have waited, let it breathe up there, Seton.
I got excited. I stepped on.
And it's a Friday, and you're going to be thinking about that through the weekend. You kind of stepped on.
I was unintentional.
Let me try it again. Yes, Seton.
It's extremely intentional.
No, the Glenn Close.
That's all right. It's not important. We can just go on with our day.
Wow. Right.
No, nothing to see here. You know, maybe in my mind, McLovin, the more I think about it, maybe Billy Joel didn't say hi, Dan. Maybe he said, hi, damn. like who are you to call me Billy? Hey, Billy. Hi.
Is that the series where you were under the stands when Buckner did the fumble the ball.
Ball went through his legs. I'm underneath, getting ready to go into the Red Sox locker room. And all I did is I would hear these like mini roars because the Mets were mounting this comeback. And then I heard a roar like I've never heard before or since at a sporting event. And I looked out and I saw fans jumping off over the screen down onto the field. And I went, oh my God, the Mets just lost the World Series. Or the Red Sox just lost the World Series. And, you know, they still had another game to play, but I remember watching the Red Sox come up, and I went into the Red Sox locker room first. I didn't go into the Mets locker room. I went into the Red Sox locker room because that's where the story was. And I remember camping out there at Bill Buckner's locker. And to his credit, he was a man. He sat there and he answered questions. Yeah, Paul.
I think I remember, was it Ray Knight who scored from third?
Yeah.
I can remember Ray Knight actually putting his hands on his head like he couldn't believe it in the moment as he's crossing. Man.
And it was after that game that I asked Gary Carter to audit. I'd never do this, ever, ever. But my mother-in-law, God rest her soul, was such a Mets fan. I got Gary Carter. After game six, I said, would you write a note that says, I think Dan would make a great son-in-law? And I have the baseball. Still had that baseball in my desk. And my mother-in-law loved that. I mean, I was looking for any kind of advantage here. But Gary's maybe the last guy to leave. And I said, Gary, one more thing. He goes, I can't do any more interviews. I said, no, would you sign a baseball? Just say to Irene, I think Dan will make a great son-in-law. And he said, yeah, I will. What'd you learn today, Todd?
Kevin Miles.
I learned actually Kevin Miles from Jake from State Farm. I've never hung out with any of the other insurance company people.
Okay.
How's it feel, Todd? Sorry, I didn't mean to.
How's it feel, Todd?
It doesn't feel real good to be cut off.
Todd, what did you learn today? Built Bar is simply the best tasting protein bar around.
This is what we're going to do.
All 18 of their amazing flavors, mint brownie, coconut almond, pumpkin chocolate chip cookie. You know, believe me, when you taste it, go to BuiltBar.com, enter the promo code DP for 20% off. Thanks for joining us.
Kyler Murray on
Monday.
Our
pleasure.
Have a great weekend.
Kyler Murray's joining us. What could go wrong?
Who knows?
One more item as we close out the show and send you into the weekend. This weekend, maybe stop by a Mercedes-Benz dealership for a test drive. Because you ever wonder how far an extra mile really goes? Well, drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out. You start with a network of over 250 authorized dealerships backed by a sales force ready to help you with everything from vehicle customization and certified service to financing solutions tailored specifically for your unique business and personal needs. They got a lot of options here. You have cutting-edge options like blind spot assist with rear cross traffic alert, active lane keeping assist. You'll love the MBUX voice command technology. You get directions, weather forecast, comfort control, and more. So whether you're enjoying life on the trail, working hard on the job, see how far that extra mile really goes. Take that first step into an authorized Mercedes-Benz van dealership for a test drive today. Mercedes-Benz vans. Some equipment described is optional.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.